or you had to put axle.
Axle grease, well, that's like oil.
You had to keep it well.
Keep it well oiled.
Well.
And the frame, you know, that frame goes out where the wheel gets caught in, all that has to be oiled. In the sewing machine, you got to do the same thing, keep it oiled. Part will break if you don't get rusty.
Now the wheel, you had the hub and then the spokes, and then the spokes ran into the what? What do you call that wooden part?
I don't know.
And then there was a metal, around that ran a metal.
Yeah, a piece of steel around that. And rubber tires on that maybe too, you know. Those fancy buggers that take the girls out riding in.
Long time ago, the tire would have a what in it? It would have an inner...
inner tube?
Yeah. On a buggy, the thing that the traces come back in order to hitch to are called a... you know what the single tree was, or double tree?
No.
Now, suppose there was a log in the road. You say, I tied a rope to it and...
I don't know, you have to get out your buggy. Was that supposed to be a buggy? Wet that log? Get out your buggy and move it with your hands.
Okay, or you...
They must have lost it, the fellow who went ahead on the road ahead of you. He dropped it and he didn't come back and get it. Sometimes they don't see it, you know?
Okay. Something was too heavy for you to pick up. You say you had to tie the horse to it, and the horse...
Yeah, he dragged it.
Dragged it out of the road. You know what they used to break ground with in the spring?
The what?
They used to break ground in the spring, and they break ground on a farm to plant. They use a what?
I know that way, but I can't think of it.
Well?
My husband used to do that with the tobacco.
Tobacco?
Yeah, the tobacco farm. His grandma didn't have a big place, a farm smaller, you know?
Just a little patch?
Yeah. It's halfway big. You can have different sizes.
Yeah.
Forget the name of that. You need them to plant.
Now you straighten your hair.
They got machines now do that, you know, goes along and drags, pulls up all that way.
You straighten your hair with a comb or a...
Well, we were white people. We didn't have no wool. People, blacks with wool would have some kind of steel combs, and they'd take some hot grease and comb through that wool, and you do that about a year, you got straight hair. You see them yet? Sitting out and trying to straighten. Now they got all kind of cosmetics do that. Everything's so modernized now, you know. Hot oil they used to take and comb that steel comb through that. It takes about a year, and their hair would really get nice. I used to see plenty of that when I was a little girl. And they plait their wool. You see all that over there? Yet they keep their hair beautiful today. Everything's improved, so kids have got all kind of ribbons and ornaments in their hair. And they're clean. You used to see a lot of something else in their head. They get around the public so much now. You still see some sights in the street car. Some people are dirty in their head, they have lice. You can be born with that, and it's hard to get rid of. And you see them crawling all around when you see... I saw that in the streetcar already. Makes you miserable. That's that public affairs that... They don't get after those companies enough. They should sanitize and clean them seats more. They don't do it. They tell you they do, but they don't. And you get in that car, and you got to use the public transportation because it's getting so now where you have to conserve gasoline, and you have to do it.
They tell you they will, but they
don't do it.
They won't.
Right now, the Board of Health's coming to this place, and they're getting things shined up. But this is an immaculate place. They always keep it that way, you know.
Well, they'd use a comb, but you'd use a